Welcome to Leading the Next Generation with Tim Elmore, where our mission is to empower the emerging generations with skills to lead in real life. Welcome back, podcast listeners. Andrew here, and with me, of course, is Dr. Tim Elmore. Tim, this is a big day.
It is a big day.
We have a few announcements.
We do.
You know, this podcast has been going on for a while.
Many, many years. I think it was 2010, 2011, that fiscal year.
Yeah.
When we measured everything in fiscal years. But so that was, many years ago.
More than
ago.
A decade.
What was I, in junior high or something? Just kidding.
It's amazing. You're so wise for being so young. Well, today we're making some changes, right? Changes are, I think, a really good thing, especially because today's changes that we want to talk about are actually driven by us evolving and growing and even getting to know the people who are listening to this podcast and going, how do we make something that they get even more out of? And so the short story we want to get into and just talk through what exactly is the plan, and then we'll actually spend a little time reflecting on these few years. But what the plan is right now is that we've actually decided to take what we're currently offering with the Leading the Next Generation with Tim Elmore podcast and actually turn it into two different podcasts. Yeah. So we're expanding, we're growing, we're spreading. I don't know if people are worried or concerned, but they might be. So we're really excited because we want to talk about two different offerings. So firstly, we are really thrilled that we've been working behind the scenes for many months now on a new podcast, and we're calling it, drum roll, please, School on a Mission.
I love it.
Isn't that fun?
I really like that. Yeah. That's exactly what we're trying to foster. That's who we try to find around the country and the world.
Yeah.
I love it.
The heart behind it is us going, you know who our people are? It's the people who see their work in a school as way more than just A's and B's, GPAs, and all that kind of stuff.
And a job.
And a job,
More than a job.
They're on a mission. And so if you're at a school and you feel like, I am on a mission, I believe wholeheartedly in what I'm doing, this is for you. So we are dedicating this exclusively to school leaders. So people who see themselves as somebody more than just, I'm showing up and getting a paycheck at the end of the couple of weeks. So certainly it's people in leadership positions like superintendents, principals, curriculum directors, school counselors, department heads, all of those folks. But it's really any educator who sees themselves as a leader. These people are not just thinking about a single classroom. They're thinking about the whole campus.
Yeah.
And School on a Mission, it's going to be amazing. Our plan is to launch this new podcast starting August 14th. We're going to take a seasonal approach to the podcast. So season one is going to be the fall school semester. So it'll be 14 weeks, I believe, and we'll do an episode every single week. And so that'll launch this August 2024. And in it, we're going to explore all kinds of things, challenges, innovations, strategies, all the things that are really affecting the educational landscape in 2024 and beyond. This podcast is going to have two hosts. It's going to be me, Andrew, and a fellow team member of ours named Gina Watts, who you are absolutely going to love.
Yes.
She has got a lot of personality, and she brings so much heart and joy to all the work that she does. You're going to really, really enjoy her. But most exciting of all for me is that one of the things we have realized is we want to hear more from people like you. So right now you might be listening to this and going, I love hearing from Andrew and Tim, and we're sitting here in the booth going, you know what? We'd love to hear from you. And so that's what we intend to do. Every single episode will feature conversations with people who are living out or the challenges that they're experiencing every single day. And so Gina and I are really excited to be able to sit down with people and explore some of those challenges. So we're going to be interviewing leaders from schools all over the country and really explore the practical side of today's educational challenges. So we cannot wait to explore more ways to empower educators and students alike with insightful discussions, expert interviews, all those kinds of things. Each season is going to feature a different focus topic. Yeah. And so we're really, really pumped about launching this podcast.
Well, I'll tell you why I am, Andrew. One, we are going to be interviewing outside experts. So people listening, you're going to hear from us, but you're going to hear from people that are leading the way in a school district or a single school. Best practices, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you another reason I'm pretty excited about this. I love the fact that as we get out and about in our every year, every year we'll do, historically over the years, over 100 events, our speaker team. And we find these people out there.
Yes,
and
we do.
I wish I could introduce everybody in our tribe to these people. So we're going to get a chance to.
Absolutely.
So in those 100 events, we'll be at XYZ school in Colorado or New Jersey or Washington or wherever. And we have found a treasure there.
Yeah.
And if folks, it may be you we're talking about.
Yeah.
But it, isn't it? But we come back and we debrief. And here's one thing that comes up. I'm just going to let you in a little inside scoop. We may debrief and we go, they're one of my favorite educators out there in the U.S.
Yeah.
Well, we want to expose them to you and you to them and so forth. So I think we're going to be able to do that with this School on a Mission podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah, we cannot wait to do that. Well, some of you are going, well, wait, Andrew, Gina, what's happening with Tim? Well, first of all, Tim's going to be on the School on a Mission podcast as a regular contributor, and you won't stop hearing his voice. But Tim has got some plans as well. For those of you who have been following the Leading the Next Generation with Tim Elmore podcast, we are equally excited to say that that show is going to continue. It's going to be shifting to a new hosting platform, but you'll hear all about that transition. And Tim is going to be leading conversations about leading the next generation, but specifically tailoring that conversation to leaders of organizations, leaders of businesses of all kinds, but anybody who's trying to understand and connect with the next generation of employees,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
We all know Generation Z is growing up and they're entering the workforce. And I think, Tim, you're feeling absolutely passionate about helping those leaders who are leading those folks, not as students necessarily, but as they're entering into the workforce. And so you know, if you know Tim, if you've been listening to this podcast for very long, you know that the podcast will remain full of good humor because Tim can't help himself, practical ideas, heartfelt stories. So, Tim, I'm really excited for this next chapter.
Yeah, well, I am too. We just felt like, listeners, we needed to have two different podcasts because there are many of you that are in the world of education. But now that Gen Z has entered the workplace, the marketplace, they're the youngest team members now. There are businesses. There are professional sports teams we work with in the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA. Their youngest players are 21, 22 years old, sometimes younger. And the coach or the manager's train. I don't understand, you know, how to lead these young people, but I want to. Their talent is crazy. So we want to have that one really for anybody that's now employing a Gen Z member and soon an Alpha Generation team member.
Yeah, it won't be very long.
Down the pike. So we're pretty excited about both podcast.
Yeah. And some of you might be listening to this podcast and going, I'm kind of both of these people, right? I'm the head of a school, but I'm also hiring Gen Z teachers right now.
Yeah.
And so both conversations might be relevant. In fact, we hope that what this means is that for many of you, you've got two new podcasts to listen to, which we're excited. So both podcasts are going to be happening later this year. We're going to be dropping information about both of these podcasts here on this podcast channel. So make sure you stay subscribed and you're going to get trailers for what's happening as well as information about where you can go to subscribe to the new iterations of what this is going to be. But hear from both of us, I think, when we say we are so incredibly grateful to you overall for your continued support and engagement with this podcast. Many of you have been listening for many, many, many years as we've gone through all kinds of things. I think of what we had to do with the podcast during COVID. We kept it going, right?
Yeah.
And kept the conversations going. And there's been so many challenges that we've walked through with you. And all along, we kept going because we knew there were so many people listening who felt like it was helpful and we were able to connect with. I know both you and I, Tim, have had conversations on the road with people who go, I listen every single time to the podcast. And that means so, so much to us. So thank you so much for being a part of our podcast family. And we can't wait to continue the journey with you.
Absolutely.
So, Tim, we want to do just a couple of minutes of reflecting as we think back on where we have come from.
Yeah.
So some of the subjects we've covered, the moments of the podcast that we look back on, the kind of exciting things that we remember. So let me start with this question. What are some of the themes or topics or things we covered that resonated most with you personally over the last couple of years?
Wow. Well, when I think just briefly, there are a handful that stood out in my mind. One is we took a few episodes sprinkled throughout the years on the whole notion of the inverse relationship between entitlement that we might see in kids and gratitude.
Mm.
In other words, the more entitled I feel, let me just take this part, the less grateful I tend to be. I feel entitled to that. I don't have to thank you. That should be mine anyway.
Yeah.
And isn't it true, listeners, whenever we see a kid do that, we love that kid, but we go, you need to sit down, buddy, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. At least we baby boomers want to do that. So with that entitlement and gratitude, if you want to listen to that, it's in our archives.
Yeah.
We talked more recently about dopamine culture. For the first time in history, we're able to binge on almost anything,
yeah,
from Netflix to Pop-Tarts to you name it. And because we can binge, we can play with our dopamine levels. And that's not been helpful for a student in a classroom or for the teacher trying to teach students in that classroom that need a ping all the time to keep their pleasure levels higher, yeah, their happiness levels. And when we can't, we get depressed. So anyway, that was a huge one. Artificial maturity, one of the first topics, Andrew, we,
yeah,
covered, maybe right as you were joining our team, maybe before. Artificial maturity sounds like a horribly derogatory title, but it isn't. Kids are the victims of our current day culture,
yeah,
where because of our portable devices, they are overexposed to information far earlier than they're ready, but underexposed to firsthand experiences later than they're ready.
Yeah.
So different than 100 years ago, a kid that was 14 was working a job and maybe driving a car.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Today, that's not the case.
Yeah.
And yet they're exposed to screens and information. So maturity is artificial. Not all the time, but many times where they look so mature because they know so much, but we find out maybe they have not done anything about that. And we need to provide experiences, not just information to them. That was a huge topic.
Yeah, I remember when that book came out, and that was such a topic. Frankly, I even still have people come up today and go, that book changed everything about the way, mm, I thought about students today.
Yeah. Another one is just belief. You and I have, I'm going to try to not be emotional on this one. We just believe you should not approach students as a leader, teacher, or coach unless you say with authenticity, I believe in them.
Yeah.
If you don't, please find another job.
Yeah.
I think I might have said that in the podcast.
Yeah.
But we've got to begin with belief. That's one of our core values.
Love it.
Another one, we talk a lot about responsive and demanding. Students and our own children need a leader who is both responsive, I believe in you, and demanding, which says, because I believe in you, I'm not going to dilute this.
Yeah.
That's huge. Social media use has always been huge. And then the last one I would mention, I know I've given you a litany of every episode we've ever done, but empowerment and ownership. We live in a day where we, caring adults, have been very prescriptive in our leadership. We have told them every step to take because,
yep,
we know the way to graduation. We know the way to the scholarship.
Yep.
And it's not been helpful for their own maturation. We need to be more descriptive in our leadership and less prescriptive. And I just feel like that's a huge change we need to make.
We got to lead with a compass, not a GPS,
yeah,
right,
that's
Tim?
Right. Exactly.
I love that. I love that. Man, for me, I look back on so many pivotal moments. I love all of the hot research that came out that we were able to engage with on this podcast from,
yeah,
Dr. Jane Twenge talking,
yeah,
about students and devices and all the different things that we were able to engage with over the years. That I'm really, really appreciative that this was a space where we got to explore some of that research,
yeah,
talk about the implications, and then hear back from,
yeah,
listeners about how they were impacted by
it. You just reminded me of one more. Twice I interviewed Carol Dweck.
Yeah.
The strength, the mindset.
Yeah.
Lady. Oh my gosh. She was at Stanford. One time I went out and visited her there and she was so delightful. Just a small frame, a little peanut that had a great brain and still does.
Yes, she does.
But you've all, I'm sure, read the book Mindset, mm-hmm, the difference between a fixed mindset and growth mindset. We've had some incredible guests on this.
I was going to ask you, we didn't prep this at all, but obviously Carol Dweck stands out. We've had Jing Twenge on the podcast.
Yeah.
Anybody else stand out to you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've had Dan Pink.
Yes.
Crazy good.
He was so good.
Oh, my God. We've had him on 3 or 4 times.
I know. I think, yeah, both of us fangirled on that one.
That's right. We,
yes,
did. But,
yeah,
we're not telling anybody.
Yeah, we would
point.
Never record
no,
that
right.
and put that out as a
but
podcast.
But, I mean, we've just come to appreciate Jonathan Haidt and,
yeah,
Angela Duckworth,
yeah,
and Adam
many.
Grant. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. People that are in the world of education, but just help us lead other people well.
So good.
We should stop waxing eloquent.
I know, but this is fun. Okay, so here's another. This one's personal. How would you say you have grown or changed as a person, as a leader, as a communicator throughout the journey of creating this podcast?
Well, I need to give you a short version. I could talk for hours on where I'm serious, that where I've needed to grow and change. You know, my big lesson is as I get older, the more I want to talk, But as I get older, the more I need to listen.
Mm.
And you know, the little assignment I gave myself, speak in a meeting as if you believe you're right, but listen as if you believe you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm learning to do this with my adult daughter,
mm-hmm.
Where she has to, she just said to me today, "Dad, thanks for listening to me." And I think the implication was, "You're not a really good listener yet, buddy." So I'm learning to listen. I just have so much in my head that I want to share. And of course I'm thinking, "Oh, you're going to love this, baby." Yeah. You know, you're going to love it. And not so much.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've just come to believe that.
It's remarkable, if I can comment, that. Yeah. One of the things having a microphone in front of you has taught you is the importance of listening. Isn't that funny?
True. Yes,
but it's so true.
So, listeners, can I share an assignment with you? I have embraced this one, and I think it might be helpful for you. If you are old, find a friend who's young. And if you're young, find a friend who's old.
Mm.
That has been so good for me. I consider you a friend, Andrew. We commonly laugh about the fact you're 30 years younger than me, and Cam's 40 years younger. Angelica's young, and you're here in the studio with us. I need you in my life. You keep me fresh, and you keep me thinking and rethinking, and you help me turn my iPhone on. All those good things. I'm kidding. Anyway, but
I've been tech support from time to time.
Yes. Don't you think that's a great assignment?
I do.
If you're old, find somebody that's young. If you're young, find somebody that's old.
Sometimes when I feel like people are disconnected from the world or don't understand a perspective, I'm like, you haven't spent enough time around people who are of a different generation than
that's
you.
That's right.
Because it is so good for your soul, I think.
Yeah. I do too.
Okay, so how has the experience of hosting the podcast influenced your personal perspective on some of the topics that we've addressed here?
Yeah, well, I love to think out loud. I think you do too. Would you agree with that?
Well, I like to hold off and think, but I'll come with two or 3 weeks of piled up thoughts.
You're more reflective perhaps in that sense. But I do love reflection, but I think the answer to that question is very often podcasts are books before they're written.
It's true.
You know, we'll talk about marching off the map. Oh, and then we write marching off the map. So we get a few times where we just swing the bat a few times at a curveball, and finally we hit that curveball, and we think, and then we hear from people or on the road or whatever, and they go, this has hit something, this has hit a nerve.
People don't understand how often a blog or a podcast or something like that is written on an airplane, in an Uber, in all those places, because we're having these conversations and inspiration strikes, and very much we've gotten to explore thoughts on here.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's fun. What personal insights or realizations have you gained from the process of creating and hosting this podcast?
Well, you're our host, but it has been fun over the years to do different iterations. I'm going to be really, really candid here, a little vulnerable here. I don't know if I have any great insights, but I do have some realizations. One is I just flat out do not like the way I sound. And I've heard other people say that, you know, I hear
when recording. You play it back, it's like,
oh my gosh. So I don't like the way I sound. I think sometimes I come across too anecdotal when we're really talking about wonderful, rigorous research, but I come across like, hey guys, here's a story for you.
Just know the rest of us don't think that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for keeping me in my little bubble here. But I also know when I listen to myself in this podcast, I talk way too fast. My wife accuses me. She goes, "Are you an auctioneer? Are you an auctioneer?" And I go, "No, I'm not." And then I go into, "Who give me 35, 35? So I'm so sorry. If you would agree, say yes, Tim. I'm finally glad that you're realizing this.
I have to rewind to write down some notes or something.
I'm going to learn to slow down, be deliberate, and especially if it's an important fact or insight or piece of research, I need to talk slowly so you guys are digesting it. So anyway, that would be mine. Do you have any yourself?
Well, I have certainly learned a lot about communication on the podcast. Listening back to yourself in this context is very revelatory. But probably the greatest moment of revelation, and we might have talked about this on the podcast a year or two ago, was when we had a listener submit to us, I don't know if you remember this, Tim, the bingo card.
Yes.
And it was all the common words and phrases that you and I would say or the different tics that we had. And I was like, whoa.
Yes.
They are listening.
I laughed out loud.
We were dying.
Remember how he noted, I'll say something, you go, I love that.
Yeah. And what's great is right after we got there, we recorded the next podcast, and I said it without even realizing I was saying it. And both of us looked at each other like, there he goes again.
Yeah, and I have a million. We don't have time to get through my routines and habits and phrases, but those are fun. Those
all I have
are
to say fun. About this is, Tim, I love
I
that.
Love that. Yes. Okay.
Okay, we got a couple more here. Looking back, what do you feel like was the most significant personal takeaway from the series? So what kind of resonates with you?
Andrew, it's hard for me to imagine a more fun person to do this with than you. I just love you. I love you.
Thanks,
as a
Tim.
Colleague, like a son. And we have had fun being from two different generations.
Yes.
So several times, if not every time, a topic would come up and you would give from your generation, but I think a very wise respondent of millennials, and I would speak from a guy that's 30 years older than you, but it's always been fun because, oh, of course.
Yeah.
And I think we're aligned in many ways. We have found we're way more in common than we even realize.
Yeah.
But it's so fun for me to hear an angle from someone who's in their 30s, and then you hear someone who's in his 90s. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. My IQ is in the 90s, that's, and I'm proud
yeah,
of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
proud of it. Okay. Anyway, that would be mine. Do you have one yourself?
Yeah, I mean, mine's very similar, Tim. You know, the opportunity. I am 30 years younger than you. I'm 30 years dumber than you. That's for sure.
Oh, it's dumb.
And so the opportunity to get to sit with you and process thoughts. One of the roles I've always tried to play is to say I want to sit as if a listener was sitting in the room mm-hmm. and going, can you help me with this,
yeah,
Tim?
Yeah.
And I didn't have to work very hard to play that role because so often it was, wow, what a great thought. And here we are live recording the podcast. And I'm genuinely feeling like that just rocked my world. I have taken notes from you while we've been recording. So this has been not only an opportunity for me to grow, just practically speaking, recording a podcast, but also an opportunity for me to grow as a person, listening to you and soaking up wisdom. And so I appreciate you taking me along this journey.
You're very kind. And I appreciate all the times you said, I love that.
I love that. And I do. Okay, final question.
Okay.
If you could go back and relive one moment from the podcast, what would it be and why?
I want you to start your answer. Do you mind leading
us?
Yeah,
no,
and I'll jump in when I think of something here.
So if you've been with us for a long time, the easy answer for me was the moment we decided to stop scripting this podcast so much.
Mm.
So I think for many years we had kind of
Yeah.
prepared some thoughts, and if it didn't come out the way we wanted it to, we would stop and go, cut, I want to say that again. And an idea came, probably, I mean, it's probably been 6 years
yeah.
ago,
yeah.
To go, what if we didn't cut? What if, you know,
yeah.
and we still have to cut from time
sure.
to time if there's a cough or something like
yeah.
that. But what if instead we went, you know, if we didn't say something the way
yeah.
we wanted to, we kept it in there.
It's okay.
And we rephrased
yeah.
it and we laughed at ourselves
yeah.
and that was a part of the podcast. And I think from that moment on, we really found the rhythm that we
yeah.
were wanting, because that is very much our relationship. And that's also our heart at Growing Leaders
yeah.
is we don't want everything to be perfect
yeah.
and we don't take ourselves too seriously either. And I think a lot of folks have resonated with that,
yes.
that not only that perspective, but also that practice that we took.
No, you're exactly right. I have always tried to, and I think our team does this, but I've always tried to approach my work this way. I want to take my job very seriously, but I don't want to take myself too seriously.
Yes,
and
I
that's
love
how
that.
We've done it. We laugh as much as we do anything else. So, well, I'll tell you my answer. I've thought of this now. I don't remember which podcast number it was, but I remember the year we began the marching off the map conversation.
Yeah.
That became a book.
Yep.
But it was all about how we've got to rethink our work with students, our teaching of students, our leading, our coaching of students. We need to rethink our why and our how. How do we deliver curriculum or content?
Yeah.
Well, it needs to be with images and conversations and experiences, not with lecture, drill, memorization, and test,
yeah.
which is the way I was taught back in the day. So if you remember in that podcast, we used an analogy that we ended up putting in the book that we did. Alexander the Great was this incredible Greek leader whose tutor was Aristotle. That's amazing. But who grew up as a young man, great leader, strong leader, put three armies together, marched across the known world, and he conquered every bit of territory along the way. But the reason we remember him the way we do is he didn't stop with that. He didn't stop with the known world. He continued to march into lands for which we had no map yet. Yet. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. We have the map of the world, and it's all there, baby.
It's limited. Yeah.
Yeah. But he marched into lands, and he actually frustrated some of his soldiers because he requested they begin to make maps.
Mm.
They were mapping as they were marching. And of course, I propose, listeners, that's where we are today.
Yeah.
We've got to draw new maps for the work we do with the young. They're growing up in a different world than we did. Dare I say a zany world sometimes.
Yeah.
Social media, they're victims of what it does to our minds. We got ambushed. So it's time we march off the map. And I believe we must, because the students are worth it.
Yeah.
So
that was obviously a message worth talking about years ago. It might be more important today.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
How can we march off the map to be what they need and then look back behind us and say, here's a map we found out that works today.
Love it.
Maybe you could use it next year. And then you're going to have to make some maps for the people behind you. Yeah.
I love that, Tim. I really do. Because that's, I mean, what a better, I mean, you can't think of a better segue into closing out our time together, because all the changes that are coming to this podcast are coming from that same heart.
Yeah.
We are mapping as we're marching, trying to figure it out, and bringing more people together who are all on a mission and want to see the world change. So, Tim, thank you for the years past. We're excited about where we're going in the very near future. I also want to make a final comment. We would be remiss if we did not mention all of the people who are also helping behind the scenes to make this podcast happen.
Yes.
So Angelica's in the room with us right now.
Angelica the Great.
Yeah. It would not happen without her, safe
That's
to
right.
say. And also Cam, who edits this podcast. And he's actually been on the podcast and did a brilliant job.
Yeah.
But he is he's behind the scenes as well. So we're so thankful for those team members who make this happen. We're incredibly excited about the future. Both School on a Mission and Leading the Next Generation with Tim Elmore will continue later on in the year. So stick around as a subscriber. And we cannot wait for you to engage with that new space. For now, we'll take a little break, but we'll be back with you later in the year. And we are so, so thankful that you've joined us today. Tim, thank you so much for leading us. And we'll see you guys next time.